declining number of Americans find Trump responsible for January 6th. By Hannah Blow on June 6, 2022. A declining number of Americans find former President Donald Trump responsible for the January 6th Capitol protest, a May NBC survey found. The percentage of Americans who hold Trump either solely or mainly responsible for the January 6th Capitol protest has declined over the past year. In January 2021, right after the event, slightly more than a majority, 52%, considered Trump either solely or mainly responsible. However, that figure has declined, as 45% now feel the same way, reflecting a 7-point shift, slipping those who hold the former president responsible under the majority threshold. Most, 55%, now say Trump is either not really responsible or only somewhat responsible. The full survey was taken May 5 to 7 and 9 to 10, 2022, among 1,000 adults and has a +3.10 margin of error. It comes days ahead of the January 6th committee's primetime hearing, Thursday, June 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where Democrats and Renos are seemingly hoping to distract from the country's economic woes and the Biden administration's inability to handle them. However, Republicans are ready to respond. Democrats are doubling down, looking for any desperate attempt to try to change the narrative. But look, the American people are smart. They see through this. They want a Congress that's focused on the issues that matter to them. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik, RNY, told Breitbart News Saturday, making it clear that the GOP has a counter-programming strategy ready to go. "We're working very closely with President Trump and his team, with leader Kevin McCarthy, with Jim Jordan, and really all of the House Republicans will be pushing back in a rapid response fashion," Stefanik said. "You will see us all over the airwaves. We will be setting the record straight. We will be telling the truth to the American people, sharing the facts, and also really pointing out how unprecedented and unconstitutional and illegitimate this committee is," she continued, predicting the event to be both a circus and political witch hunt. She also stressed that the committee has failed to adequately address the main issue at hand of ensuring adequate security at the Capitol, a move that further shows their hand. "They have shredded Congress as an institution, and they are invading on the privacy and really the speech and debate rights of all these elected members of Congress. And they're targeting everyday citizens, young staffers who worked on the Trump campaign," she said, guaranteeing that Republicans will be out there leading every single day, combating the misinformation and focusing on issues that matter to the American people. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, June 4, 2022.